Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, saints. Good evening. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I'm so glad that you tuned in. And we are in studio today to continue our series on Romans 16. I hope and pray that this series has been a blessing to you. Let's turn to Romans 16, verse 17. Our key verse for today is verse 19, but let's start reading at verse 17 because these verses are connected. It forms a section. There's a new section in verse 17, 18, 19, and 20. So let's read Romans 16, 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we come to you as we wind down this year. As we wind down this year, we consider the words of the Apostle Paul that were given to him by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, may we apply these principles to our hearts as this year is coming to a close, so that at the beginning of next year, we will be armed with truth and wisdom, proceed to serve you as it is pleasing in your sight. Bless us, O God, we pray. Bless Grace Church. Bless every member, every family, every adult, every youth, every child at Grace Church. Bless them all. Bless our visitors, O God. Bless them, we pray. Bless us, O Lord Savior. We pray, we pray, we pray for your mercy and your goodness. We pray, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, even for the snow, even for the ice, even for the weather that you send our way. All things are sent to us by God, and we reject nothing. We accept it from the hand of the Lord, though our little minds does not capture its wisdom. Bless us, O God, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. We're looking at verse 19. For your obedience abroad unto all men. We have already covered the fact that the Church of Rome was a church famous for obeying God and obeying God's messengers that were sent to them. The Romans were an obedient, not a rebellious brood. They were not like the children of Israel who came out of Egypt, who were a stiff-necked people, a rebellious. No, on the contrary, these Gentiles were quite obedient, pliable. They conformed to what God called them to do and what God called them to be. They were obedient, and their obedience was famous. Also, Paul says, because you are obedient, I am glad. And we talked about how this gladness produced tears of joy. Paul was glad. You know, you can either have tears of joy or tears of mourning. Some children give their parents tears of mourning. Other children give their parents tears of joy. And Paul says, you have made me glad. I rejoice in the fact that you are so obedient to God and to his instructions. Now, Paul goes on to say, this is what I desire for you. He says, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good. Paul says, listen. Bad people are coming. Bad people with bad intentions. Bad people with bad teachings. Now, they don't tell you. They don't forecast. They don't declare. They don't tell you they come with bad intentions and that they have bad teaching. But what they bring is bad. It's bad. And Paul says, my desire for you is that you would be wise unto that which is good. So what is Paul saying? Paul is saying, pursue wisdom. That's the title of today's lesson, pursue wisdom. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good. Now, Paul wants them to be Solomons. Paul wants them to be men and women full of wisdom. The word wise, I would have you wise. It's the Greek word sophos. Sophos. And sophos is not anthropocentric wisdom. Anthropocentric wisdom is wisdom that comes from men. You know, Socrates and Plato and the philosophers of old, they brought to mankind anthropocentric wisdom, wisdom that proceeds from the mind of man. There were philosophers in the days of Paul. And there have always been philosophers on the earth, men who have accrued a certain kind of wisdom. But Paul says, listen, I want you to be Solomonic. I want you to be wise. I want your wisdom to be theocentric. Wisdom that comes directly from God. Now, it doesn't mean that all of Plato's wisdom and all of Socrates' wisdom was bad. It had some value. But the source was bad. Plato was a sinner. Socrates was a sinner. You name a philosopher, they're all sinners. And since they're all sinners, their philosophy is tainted. Paul says, I would have you to be theocentric wise. Let your wisdom come from theos. Let it come from God himself. He says, again, but I would have you wise unto that which is agathos, that which is good. Now, what's the opposite of good? Evil. You see, the word good here, agathos, the word good can be described four ways in the Greek. Agathos could be good, it could be benevolent, it could be fruitful, it can be useful. Let me repeat those. Agathos in Greek. Something that is agathos is good. Something that is agathos is benevolent. Something that is agathos is fruitful. Something that is agathos is useful. Paul says, listen, I want you to be a Solomon. I want you to be a scholar. I just don't want you to have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree. I want you to have a PhD. I want you to have a doctorate in philosophy. But this philosophy must come directly from God, because it is the philosophy that is not tainted. It is the philosophy that will make you good. It will make you benevolent. It will make you fruitful. It will make you useful. And people say, well, do I need to go to seminary for that, Bible college for that, some school of run? No. Look what James says. James, in the first chapter of his epistle, the fifth verse, he says, brethren, if any of you lack wisdom, if any of you lacks theocentric knowledge that would make them good, benevolent, fruitful, and useful, if any man, if any woman lacks this knowledge that comes from above, let him ask of God. Because God's desire is that he wants to give this wisdom liberally. And he upbraideth not. And it shall be what? Given unto him. You see, God wants anyone who comes to God, any saint who comes to God, any believer who comes to God, if they lack wisdom like Solomon did. You know, Solomon was a very young man when he came to the throne. When David, his father, died, Solomon was a very young man. And in the third chapter of 1 Kings chapter 3, one of the things that is bothering Solomon, one of the things that is, if I can use the term, tormenting Solomon, is that he's young and he's inexperienced and he knows it, and he's got this big responsibility of leading these 12 tribes. So when God appears to him in a dream and God says to him, Solomon, what would you have me give you? Solomon says, listen, I need wisdom. I need you to give me the knowledge that will turn me into a useful, benevolent, fruitful, and good king. And God says to him, I will give you the wisdom that you lack. I will give you the wisdom that you just asked me for. And in addition to that, since you didn't ask me for riches and power, I will add that to you also. So notice, Paul says, dear brothers and sisters, I want you to be as wise as Solomon. Again, let me read it to you. He says, but yet I would have you. This is Paul's desire. He says, my desire is that you would be wise, that you would be Solomonic when it comes to the subject of what? Of good. You know, people get a PhD in political science, or they get a PhD in economics, or they get a PhD in language, they get a PhD in whatever. Paul wants us to get a PhD, wants us to get a doctorate in philosophy when it comes to the subject matter of good. What's the opposite of good? Evil. What's the opposite of benevolent? Selfish. What is the opposite of fruitful? Fruitless. What is the opposite of useful? Useless. Satan's ministers are full of evil. They're selfish. They're self-centered. They are fruitless. They are trees that bear no fruit, and they are useless to the body of Christ. And Paul wants every member of the Church of Rome never to associate themselves with Satan's ministers, because if you do, they will take a good person and turn them evil. They will take a benevolent person and turn them selfish. They will take a fruitful person and make them fruitless. They will take a useful saint and make them useless. You see, my brothers and sisters, this has to do with association. Tell me who you hang out with. Tell me who you keep company with, and I will tell you who you will become. And Paul says, hang out, fellowship, keep company with those who are into good, and you will be good. You will be benevolent. You will be fruitful. You will be useful. You know what we need in the church today? Useful people. People who will, when they are used, be useful. What farmer keeps orange trees in his orchard that doesn't bear fruit? You know what a farmer does with an orange tree that doesn't bear oranges? They cut it down. They cut that tree down. And in its place, they put another tree. They plant a seedling so that the seedling can take the place of the fruitless tree. And in a few years, the seedling will do what? Bear fruit. God wants us to be fruitful. God wants us to be useful. God wants us to be benevolent. What does a tree do? Does a tree keep all its apples? No. A tree produces fruit. An apple tree produces fruit so that people can come and take those apples. The apple tree is benevolent. The pecan tree is benevolent. The grapefruit tree is benevolent. All trees that bear fruit are benevolent trees because they give away their fruit. So God wants us to be good. He wants us to be benevolent. He wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to be useful. Paul says, my desire for you, O Church of Rome, membership of Rome, is that you would be wise. Learn how to be good. Learn from God how to be benevolent. Learn from God how to be fruitful. Learn from God how to be useful. And the way you do that is by staying away from people whom Satan will send your way, who what they peddle is evil, selfishness, fruitless, and useless. That's what they promote. They'll take a fruitful person and make them fruitless. They'll take a useful person and make them useless. You know, you have a teenager. He's 18 years old, and he's in the prime of his life. The teenager, he just graduated high school, and he's in the prime of his life. And then he goes to a party, and a drug dealer gives him, here's some free drugs. And the useful young person is now on the path to becoming useless. Why? Because someone evil crossed his path. A peddler of drugs has crossed that young man's path. And the goal of the drug dealer is to make the young person dependent on him. And when the young person becomes dependent on him, then he becomes useless, because dependency is no good. Drug dependency is no good. Think about what the drug addict has to do to gain those drugs. He has to steal. He has to lie. He may even murder. He may even stick people up. He may even become a thief. To do what? To get his money, to run over to the drug dealers, to get more drugs. So you see, evil people will corrupt you. And Paul says, stay away from them. Stay in the company of those who promote good, and you will be good. You will be good. You can either go to college and get yourself a good education, or you can go to a military school and get yourself a good education, or you can go to some vocational school and learn how to be an electrician, or you can learn how to be a plumber, or you can learn how to be a welder. Boy, a lot of the young men that I went to school with, a lot of those young men who learned how to weld and learned how to, they became electricians, those guys made more money than I ever made. And I went to college. They made more money. I knew welders who were just rich. They learned a trade. They became what? Profitable. So you see, my brothers and sisters, you can go to a vocational school. You can go to a college. Go somewhere and learn a trade. Learn something good, or you can join the mob. You can join the mafia, or you can join some criminal enterprise, or you can just go to the wrong school and get the wrong schooling, which is evil, and you can ruin your life. You see, Paul is talking about, and he's emphasizing, and he's underscoring, and he's highlighting the dangers of bad associations. We're going to leave it there. We're going to come back tomorrow so we can conclude this series as we finish up with verse number 19. God bless you, saints.